All right, welcome back to it. It's the Steve DeRuiz Show on a Monday. Our good friend Rich Studley is here. Rich Studley is here from the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, and this is the most powerful voice for business in Michigan. Rich, welcome back to the program.
Good morning, Steve. It's a beautiful summer day in Michigan. Chamber members across the state in our travel and tourism industry are reporting a good season. Great time to travel in Michigan and go on vacation.
No, I agree with that. And I don't care where you're listening today. There is no better place right now. The highs are in the mid-80s. Lows are in the high 50s to maybe 60. It is weather to embrace and to love this summer. No question about that. So, Rich, obviously a lot of attention given to Michigan over the last couple of weeks politically. The NAACP was here, and the Democratic debates were here. Any key issues coming out of that that will impact what happens in the state capitol here or in state capitals across the country?
Well, Steve, it's always an honor whenever a president visits Michigan or we have a presidential debate from either party. And it's been good to reflect a bit about some of the things that were talked about and not talked about last week in Detroit during the Democratic presidential debate. I think at the national level and certainly here in Michigan, what we're seeing is that the Democratic Party has taken a sharp turn to the left, moving from liberal to progressive, and some cases, even more socialist positions like the Green New Deal and health care. I've tried to think a lot the past few days about what this means for state government in Lansing and other state capitals around the country. One issue that jumps out is health care.
Sure.
Medicare for all. Mm-hmm. I think the idea of eliminating employment-based insurance that employees have worked hard to achieve through collective bargaining is certainly a loser in Michigan, and I think across the country, people understand that socialized medicine would be a very expensive proposition.
Yeah.
Here in Lansing, it could foreshadow a big fight over Democratic efforts to eliminate or water down work requirements for Medicaid expansion or a Healthy Michigan program.
I wonder if there's a new adage to be made out of all this. As goes Lansing, so goes the nation. Lansing, Michigan, of course. And Michigan in general, the focus, as you can tell already, for the 2020 presidential election and so much money being poured in here. We've got gerrymandering wrestling going on, which is going on in so many other states. And so when you talk about Medicare for all, you talk about expanded leftist policies. And I'm sure that gun control will now be in that mix in Lansing and elsewhere. All of these policies being put forth by the left. I think making Michigan maybe the canary in the mineshaft, if you will. We're going to be the test subject because everybody's watching Michigan. Everybody. You know it, and so do I.
I agree. Michigan did vote for President Trump. On the other hand, next year we'll have a fistfight for control of the state house. So I think this debate within the Democratic Party, are they going to continue a moderate and reasonable course or take a sharp turn to the left, will have a big impact on a lot of key issues all across the country. Education is another. We heard candidates for president talk about free college for everyone. We expect a vigorous debate over the state budget, including proposals to retrain dislocated workers and to also talk about free community college and free higher education. I think our legislature will come together in a bipartisan way to support retraining dislocated workers, people who are in mid-career who need more training, and maybe even community college classes for licenses and certificates. But the idea of committing to a free four-year college education, that'll probably be a bit of a stretch for the Michigan legislature.
Well, I will want my college reparations if that's the case. I want my reparations with interest, by the way, Rich. All right, so one of the other things, in Michigan, anybody who lives here knows that it's all about the roads and getting roads fixed, but infrastructure is also a big conversation everywhere in America right now. The president and the Democrats have gone back and forth. They haven't gotten anywhere on that. These are key, fundamental kitchen table discussions, aren't they?
They are. We didn't see a lot of discussion last week on the part of Democratic candidates for president about a realistic national infrastructure plan. We need help from the federal government to fix our roads. Michigan is a great place to live and work, but we're an older state. We built some of the first sections of the interstate highway system. So we've got a debate going on at the state and local level about how to do more to fix the roads. If Democrats and Republicans take a traditional focus and reprioritize spending and look at user fees at the Michigan Chamber, we're optimistic there can be a breakthrough. But in the state house, we're seeing liberal and progressive Democrats talk about moving away from user fees to a piecemeal expansion of the sales tax to services that was a loser when Governor Granholm proposed it. It would be a loser again. And we're hearing state house Democrats talk about ditching user fees and going for a graduated income tax, a progressive income tax. There was a bust in Lansing last week about taxing the rich. State House Democrats believe an individual who earns $75,000 a year or more is wealthy and should see their income tax almost double. So if they go down that road, I think we could see a stalemate on fixing the roads in Michigan, and tough times ahead for the budget debate as well. We hope cooler heads will prevail.
I hope you're right. And one other note before I let you go, and that is having a presidential debate in the state of Michigan would be critical. I know the University of Michigan is in the mix. They're one of only two states, Nevada being the other, but Michigan being right in the thick of it, I believe the University of Michigan will pull that debate. Any insight, any ideas? I'll give you the last word.
Well, again, I think it would be a great honor to have another presidential debate in Michigan, whether it's at the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor or Michigan State in East Lansing. To get to the real world, it might be good to also have a debate in one of the smaller universities outstate, whether that's Ferris and Big Rapids or Central Michigan University in Mount Pleasant or Saginaw Valley. A lot of these debates seem to take place in large urban areas, and not everyone lives in a big city. So
getting out into
other parts of the state would be a real benefit as well.
Rich Studley, always an education. Thank you, Rich Studley from the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. The most powerful voice for business in Michigan is the Michigan Chamber. This has been the Business Brief. Back after this.
Let's make the new year the best one ever with MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Lose weight, detox, and balance your hormones in as little as 25 days with MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost. This isn't one of those yo-yo diets where you lose weight with shakes or bars, then put it all back on again when you go back to real food. MyPureHealthSolutions.com uses real food from the grocery store. Our health coaches will support you every step of the way and track your progress. Lose weight and make this the best new year ever with MyPureHealthSolutions.com. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You ace vehicle history searches and test drives. You out-salesman to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.